One of the things that we hear often is, what do I do if my spouse is not supportive to me in the business? Well, this interview is the best advice I've ever heard in over 30 years experience in network marketing. You just have to hear what Alex has to share.
Welcome to the MLM You Decide podcast.
We're your hosts, Janine Finney and Laura Evans.
Each week, we'll bring you conversations about the good and the misunderstood aspects of MLM, multi-level marketing, network marketing.
It's time to get informed, because making a decision with only half the information could be the most expensive decision you make.
Let's dive into today's episode.
I am so excited about our guest today. We just met a couple of minutes ago. I actually was on Clubhouse and heard Alexander speaking and just thought, oh my gosh, we've got to have him on our podcast, because you were talking about something that I think is really, really important. And we'll get into that a little bit more. But, you know, it's the topic of spouses. And sometimes our spouses are not always supportive of what we're doing. And everything that you said that day was just so beautifully said. And like, you just really displayed a lot of compassion. And so I'm just so excited to have you here.
So, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So I'm going to quickly read your bio and then we'll get started. Alexander Gonzalez is a full-time network marketer with a master's degree in psychology who says his favorite role is being a father to his two incredible children. Married to the powerful Jillian, former Marine, who he met at her welcome back party after serving in Iraq for 18 years ago. In 2017, an incident on a roller coaster forever changed his life, allowing him to see the need for a total transformation of mind, body, and soul. Now, Alexander steps into his greatness every day and helps others do the same. Wow. There's so much to talk about there.
I'm excited. Let's delve in. Let's dive deep.
Yeah. So why don't you start out by sharing your story and tell us how you were introduced to network marketing?
Sure. So it's funny. So I have two kind of genesis stories when it comes to network marketing. One when I actually started, but one when I was actually introduced. So when I was 19, I was in college, and one of my buddies who was a senior when I was a freshman, and he went on to play baseball for 1 year in college and then went on and got drafted by the major leagues. And he comes in, you know, in town one summer when we're all home, and he's like, yo, let's grab some lunch. And we meet at Panera. And within 10 minutes, he started pitching to me network marketing. And I was like, are you kidding me? I thought we were here to have this lunch and reconnect. I didn't know that I was coming in here for this pitch. And so I kind of brushed it off and just thought, oh, great. Well, it's one of those things. Well, throughout from the age of 19 till the age of 34, I was probably DM'd over 100 different times, because as my body was literally exponentially growing bigger and bigger, anytime someone sold anything for weight loss, they'd slide into my DMs, even if they hadn't talked to me for a while. And they'd say, Alex, I found something that I know you're going to love. And when you lose all the weight, we're going to be millionaires, you know, that whole mentality. And it gave me a bad taste in my mouth. And I just kind of thought, well, that's not for me for sure. I never thought that network marketing would be for me. And that's why I jokingly say that I'm the accidental network marketer. It wasn't until I had that moment on the roller coaster that you're referencing, Janine, where I literally was asked to get kicked. I got kicked off the roller coaster because I didn't fit. The harness wouldn't close over me. And in that moment, I realized that it wasn't about the roller coaster. It wasn't about the line of people that I was very embarrassed in front of having to get off, the people on the roller coaster. It was my 3.5-year-old daughter who looked at me and said, Daddy, why can't you ride this with me? And I didn't have an answer, because I didn't want to say, oh, because your daddy's too fat. I didn't want to say that. So I said, oh, baby, someone's got to take photos of you. So I get off and I literally do that. I take photos. Thank God our phones are big, right? Because as my eyes are covered, tears are just dropping down, because I couldn't believe that happened. 2 days later, my very best friend, who was a professional network marketer, reached out to me about something else. Now I always joke, I always jokingly say he was born a set of abs and then grew two arms, two legs and a head. Like, you know, those people, like just always like 6'2", perfectly fit, like, you know, those people. So when I saw him start slinging this product online, I thought it must be for those people. But I saw his whole life transform. I saw him go from a little one bedroom apartment to owning multiple homes, to having nice cars, to traveling the world. And this is one of my closest friends. And I didn't want to hear it because I thought it couldn't be me. So when he reached out that day, "Hey dude, what's up?" My response was, "I'm good. By the way, ... I'm the fattest I've ever been. I have no energy, help." And the next day we met up, and that's when network marketing, finally, my back was so far against the wall that the current situation hurt more than the thought of doing something like network marketing that I never believed in. And I just started out, I told him, when he said, you know, there's a business, I'm like, I'm not interested in the business. I know what y'all do. I will be your best customer, but I'm not going to do the business. And 7 days later, I was buying the big pack and joining the business. And that was January of 2017. And I've never looked back ever since.
So what made you go from saying never and then 7 days later buying the big pack? How did that happen?
So my first week, I lost 11 pounds and everyone was asking me, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Because when you lose 11 pounds, a lot of that's water weight, but a lot of that's also some inflammation. So I looked like I lost 20. Does that make sense? And so I felt like it was literally going to be selfish of me not to share. And so the mentality was kind of like, well, when I like a restaurant, I like a movie, I share that. And then since he was my best friend and he was like, well, listen, if you're going to do it, you may as well go all in. And I trusted him. So I went all in and went with the big pack that we offered. And I'm so grateful because, it's funny because Janine, talking about spouses, I did one of those ask for forgiveness before, you know, I told my wife, I was like, hey, I want to sign up. This is how much it costs, blah, blah. And she was like, no, you're not doing that. There's no reason. Christmas just happened. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, you don't normally say no. So I didn't think you'd say no to me. I actually already bought the pack. And she said, great. Well, you have 2 weeks to make the money back. And I'm so grateful for her lighting that fire under my butt, because as we all know, when you win quick in network marketing, you tend to have longevity. And so within those 2 weeks, I made my money back. I 3x'd the investment that I had made. And then I was like, wait, there's actually something to this.
Wow, that's great. So is your wife on board today? Or talk to us a little bit more about spouses, because I think a lot of people, you know, have a situation where they are not supported by the people around them. I was the dream stealer to my daughter, so I didn't support her, and because I thought it was not a legitimate business. And I think a lot of times the people that love us want to protect us from this business. So maybe talk to us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, this is very interesting. So my wife was raised with a serial network marketer. Her mother did anything from House of Lloyd to, I mean, literally for 30 years. In fact, her family traveled the world through network marketing with all the trips that you went. And so she couldn't stay. She really didn't like network marketing because of her mom constantly. And, you know, she was a direct sales type of network marketing. So they kept the stock at their house and they had to have the house parties and then lull the big old Tupperware full of all the stock, you know, a little different than how it's done today. And so her mentality of network marketing was that it was going to take away time from the family and that I was going to work really, really hard, but really not make that much money. Like, her mom won the trips, but then she'd make a couple thousand a month, maybe, that it wasn't something that you could really earn money. And I love the topic about spouses, Janine, because as a leader with, you know, my organization has like 20,000 people worldwide under it. And the number one hands down issue and complaint that people have if they're married is the spouse. And so many times do I find myself, I thank God every day I have a master's degree in psychology because I've become like a couples counselor and like really have this discussion, because when spouses are coming to you and they're against the business, what that actually is being interpreted as is, you're not fulfilling something in me that I need. And I'm seeing you fulfilling this role in this business as taking away from those needs. So instead of getting frustrated and saying, oh, my wife never believes in me, my husband, I'm having to hide to be on phone calls, it's stop and have that conversation and say, okay, yeah, it's annoying what you're saying. You're frustrating me. I'm not doing any of these things that you're saying, but that doesn't matter. What is it that you're feeling? What am I not fulfilling? And how can I fulfill that so that I can continue stepping into doing what I'm falling in love with and you feel a part of it? And so early on, my wife said, I don't want to do this with you. You're the face. I will do, like, she's really good about writing my handwritten, well, gosh, I'm saying my handwritten notes is really, she'll do those little, no one knows. That's a secret. Those little things that she feels happy to do and she can feel like she can contribute, she does. And then this is like hands down, every single spouse that I say, do this, have your spouse go to at least one event. Every company puts on the events, every network marketing company puts on these incredible events several times a year. You see the heart and soul of the company. And when I brought her to that first event, after me going to events for almost 2 years alone, and she came to that first event and she walked into that big auditorium and she felt the energy and she saw how loved I was. She saw people coming up to me, people going to her, man, you don't know how your husband has impacted me. And she saw that network marketing allowed me to step into the gifts that God gave me freely. She realized, okay, this is more than the money that we're making. This is more about than anything other than purpose. I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt, and Janine and Laura, you probably can concur, I was called to be a network marketer. This is not a career. This is not a job. This is my calling. And I wake up every single day. And like any calling, I needed my spouse to be aligned with the calling so that I could reach my potential. And all that included was A, good communication, and B, getting her in front of the heart and soul of the company so she understood what I understood.
That is fantastic. That is some of the best advice about working with spouses that I've ever heard. So thank you. We could almost say done. Listen to this, done. And you're secret safe with us.
We're a team.
We're in the trust tree.
So, and you know what's funny? Actually, we have very similar handwriting. We both write in all caps and always have. So actually, even our families think they always get confused. So it works.
Yeah, it works. That is great. It's just so important to have that support and to find that role. And I love that you're able to say, it's not about the thing. Like the thing that you think it's about is not the real thing it's about.
Right.
It's about something else. But how do you get to that something else? It has to come through a conversation and a willingness to have that conversation. So amen to that. I love that. Best advice ever. And I've been around a long time. So it's really good advice. So what are some of the things that you appreciate about network marketing? Like what would you say that you love the most about it?
Okay, so for me, Janine, you said it in my intro, my favorite role is being a dad. And so I give this example often when my daughter, so I have a 7-year-old, almost 8-year-old, and a 4-year-old. So the 4-year-old was born January 2017, the same, like as I birthed network marketing, my wife birthed our son. And so with my daughter, I missed almost every milestone, her first word, her first steps, et cetera. Because kids tend to hit these milestones Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Like they can't wait for Saturday or Sunday to take their first steps, you know? And so with my son, I missed nothing. I was present for every, because within 6 months of joining network marketing, I was able to double my current income and chose to leave. And I've been home. That was July of 2017. I've been home ever since. This is my home office. I get to go to every 10 a.m. tea party that my daughter's school has. Like, again, these are things I used to have to take personal time off and hope I got it approved. Now my daughter's having a violin concert in the middle of the day. I'm going to be there for it. I don't have to miss anything unless I choose to, because there's something else I have going on. And so for me, my favorite part about network marketing is we always hear this, but I genuinely get to live my life by design. Now, oftentimes when you hear that in network marketing, it's the yachts, it's the Louboutins, it's, you know, the things. And that, you know, listen, I'm bad and bougie, you know what I'm saying? But Gucci ain't gonna get me out of bed in the morning. It's just not. If you're hearing this and you want to send me Gucci, I'll send you my address. I'm not mad at it, but it's not what's gonna drive me. But being able to wake up and spend whatever time I want with my family, and being able to take my family on whatever vacations we want to, and if we want to pick up and go in the RV and just hit town and never worry about getting PTO, if my boss is going to let me have that time off, if I can afford traveling. That for me is living my life by design. I would rather have the ability to write a bigger tithe check every Sunday and know that I'm giving into something I believe in. That just gave me goosebumps because that's my design. That's my life by my design. So those are the things that really kind of get me going.
That's fantastic. That you're speaking our language with that. And by the way, did I catch something about an RV? Because do you know that Janine and I are also RVers?
No, so we are not officially RVers, but this summer, my wife has been begging. And I jokingly, my dad growing up would say that our version of camping is staying at the Days Inn. Like, that's how I grew up. So I wasn't the kid that grew up camping. Like, that didn't happen, you know? And so now that we've been a little bit more active with that, and we did an RV trip, my wife and I, for 10 days from Cairns, Australia, down to Sydney. Which is like, doesn't take that long, but we took 10 days. Oh, I'm so sorry. Hold on one second. Yeah. So we did that. So I was like, okay, I like it. I'm willing to try it. So this summer, we're going to not do a full, we're going to do like a week RV trip with the kids. I'm, you know what? I'm dipping my toes in the water.
All right. Well, you got a couple of experienced RVers here. So if you want any advice or perspective, we love it. But we've definitely, it's an experience, it's an adventure. Yeah. So we're happy to be a resource for you. So feel free to reach out and get our opinions about anything. So what do you encounter as the biggest or the most common misconception about this profession?
Okay, so for me, the most common misconception for of this profession is cold calling and cold DMing, and like that's how that it should be. Now, there is a place that for that. I'm not totally against that. But this assumption that you don't care about the person, you care about the sale, and you're simply reaching out for that, that's what most people think. What I have encountered in network marketing, again, I had from age 19 to 34, all those random cold calls. None of those people actually made it to the top of their businesses. They just didn't. They were probably getting some bad coaching and throwing spaghetti against the wall and hoping would stick. Every single leader that I have met in network marketing that has made a lifelong amount of money has done it because they're about building relationships and care about the people. Those that are transactional, I do believe can have success, but I feel like that success is fleeting and it will not last unless they shift their perspective from the bottom line to the person. Because, and this is so cliche, but we're not in the business of building, of selling products. We're in the business of building relationships. And I mean that genuinely from the bottom of my heart. So the biggest misconception is that we don't care about people, we care about the sale. And that's not what a true network marketer is, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that that's what a lot of people experience. And that gets us all a bad rap. So,
yeah, exactly.
What do you think it takes to be successful in network marketing?
Oh, I love this. Okay. So I think that when someone first starts network marketing, again, I feel like I'm throwing out some network marketing cliches, but there is actually so much truth to it. And it's why you hear the same things in a lot of companies. Because I believe there's a million ways to make $1 million. You know, align yourself with the right company, and doesn't matter if it's in network marketing, you can have success if you're leadable, coachable, and trainable. The best way is latch on to someone that you align with, you love their beliefs, and you like where they're going, and it's where you want to go, and then follow what they do. And then have that open discussion if someone coaches you in a way that doesn't feel congruent with who you are, because it might not be. That's okay. Talk about it. Instead of just saying no, say, okay, Laura, I like what you said. It doesn't really sit well with me. Let me tell you why. And Laura will probably be like, oh, well, that's really not how I meant it. Or think of it from this perspective, because oftentimes we're making these preconceived notions, even going into network marketing. And really, my grandmother said my whole life, everything gets resolved with talking. So talk. Open the dialogue, figure out what works, but be leadable, coachable, and trainable, especially if the person leading you is somewhere that you want to be. Now, if they're not, if it's someone that hasn't achieved anything yet, then find that person in your support team, upline, whatever the company calls it, that has, and follow their footsteps. But make sure that you're always congruent with who you are first. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. So this next question I'm going to ask is, it's kind of a ridiculous question as I'm looking at it, but I'll ask it anyways and you can answer. How has network marketing changed your life?
Oh my gosh. Like, there has been nothing that has entered my life. You know what? Clubhouse is pretty close. Clubhouse has been really good for me as well. But what I say that I love about network marketing is this. I found my calling. I found a place where I had a voice. It was the ultimate equalizer. It didn't matter what gender you are, what race you are, how old you are. If you are willing to put this, if you're willing to do what it takes to achieve in this industry, you can achieve. And so for me, it's opened up so many doors. I used to grow up and say that I wanted to be a motivational speaker, right? That was my dream. Well, guess what? Tony Robbins, guess how he got his start? Network marketing. Because network marketing gave him the platform to coach. I get to coach hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people every time I'm honing that skill, honing that skill, honing that skill. So when a platform came into my life like Clubhouse that's talking, I've had 4 years of talking, experience talking. So then now I'm getting hired for speaking gigs. I'm getting asked to be on podcasts. This is unbelievable to me. And it's all because network marketing requires skills that most other industries don't. Because you have to have a really, in my opinion, one of the most important skills is that you're coachable, you're trainable, and you never stop being coachable and trainable. The two of you probably still work on yourselves on a regular basis. Know that, listen, if you don't get yourself strong enough to handle the weight of success, that success may come, but it will crumble around you. But if you continue growing every single day, network marketing, someone said, Rael Andrews, who is on General Hospital, he has this, I love to quote people because I don't like to take it, but this
it was our last interview.
Oh, I love him. I was on his podcast. Yeah, that's a buddy of mine. I love him. We're not aligned in the same business, but I love that man and I believe in him with my whole heart. And he always says that network marketing is self-development with the paycheck. And I love that about network marketing because you have to come in coachable and you have to stay coachable. You got to stay learning. You got to stay growing. Otherwise, I don't know if you'll have longevity, in my opinion.
I can't believe you've only been doing this, what, 4 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my gosh. You have so much wisdom to share.
Yeah, you know, I'm very blessed with a very wise mother. And I'll tell you this story. So I have a master's degree in psychology and I was like really nervous when that day came that I was going to quit my career and I was going to go full-time network marketing. And my parents lived 2 hours away and my wife and I were driving and that whole 2 hours, I'm like amping myself up. And I'm like, babe, if they come at me and say, no, you can't quit your job. Cause I'm Latino. Like when mom and dad say jump, you say how high still, it doesn't matter how old you are. I was just amped. I was like ready for every objection I was going to overcome. And I was set. I was going to make this decision. And my mom and dad were sitting at dinner and I'm like, I have something I have to tell you guys. And I'm like, listen, I'm putting in my letter of resignation. I'm going full time with my company. And I'm excited about it. And my mom and dad were like quiet for like 2 seconds. And I'm like, I squeezed my wife's name's Jillian, Jillian's hand. I'm like ready, like get ready for it. Here it comes. And my mom said to me, what do you think the women that joined Mary Kay in the 60s and 70s, where do you think they are today? I said, the ones that stuck it out are probably doing very, very well for themselves. And she goes, you're on the precipice of something that can really be good for you. I see the joy it brings you. And if you give everything you got to this, you will create something big. So go create something big. And then my dad said something that allowed me to fly. He said, son, I promise you, no matter what, your kids will never go hungry. So jump. And he knew the fear in my heart. I get a little emotional about it because that was the fear, right? I was making money, but you think, is this real? Is it going to keep? I've earned a free car. And is this, how long do I get to earn the free? Like you in your head, you question everything. And the scare city starts to plant itself in your head. And my parents showed me nothing but abundance. And so I was able to just jump. And I'll tell you, 4 years later, I've never had to borrow a dollar from my father. I've never had to have them come in and buy me groceries. It has done nothing but skyrocket from there. But sometimes you just need that little bit of wind beneath your wings to take the leap.
Beautiful.
That's a great story. I'm so glad that you shared that. And good for them. Good for them. That is a great, great, great example of supporting. So that is wonderful. So for fun, we like to just wrap up and find out to share with our audience, what is something that's making your life easier? What's something that you love?
Okay. So this has been for 2 years now, this has been making my life specifically to network marketing, correct?
Or no, just life in general.
Okay. Oh, life in general.
If you want. Oh, either. Okay.
Well, I'll do both because the response that I was going to say for network marketing is hands down ad tag message. The ATM system for me has been a really great system to allow someone to come in who feels very uncomfortable talking to people, putting up posts, et cetera. Because listen, I'm very outgoing. The three of us have personalities that we don't mind sharing with people, but we know that that's not the case for everyone. The ATM system, ad tag message, has allowed someone who can use my personality without me to have to always be present. Because we know that third-party validation is king in this industry. But when you grow a big business and you start getting 80 phone calls a day and 3,000 text threads, and you're like, where am I? It can be overwhelming. And so ATM took a lot of that on my plate and allowed me to filter only the higher, the people that really need to be speaking to me. Does that make sense? So it's freed up time. And then another thing outside, okay, so outside of that, I would say Canva. I know it sounds funny, but I'm new to Canva and getting into Canva and really allowing, like picking what my brand colors were going to be on there and all these different things. What it let me do, because I do utilize my social media often, my Instagram and whatnot, to monetize through network marketing, is it gave me a place to focus as opposed to be a little bit more willy-nilly with what I was doing. And it's been really great for me.
That is wonderful. That's awesome. Yeah. We are learning more about Canva too. That is awesome. So as we wrap up, what is one of the things I love most about this profession is that in general, most of the leaders and the success stories I've heard out there, and you referenced it earlier, are givers. Right. You know, I coined a phrase being a six-figure giver. And that's what motivates me more than just the earnings. So what is it that you're loving to give back to these days? What are some causes?
I love that you said six-figure giver. I've never heard that, but I love how it goes. Like I'm for sure, I will for as long as I can always quote Laura Evans as six-figure giver, but I love that. And I'm going to be an annual six-figure. Oh, that's my goal now, Laura. You just gave me a new vision board thing. I love it. Okay, so just today, I actually donated to a really incredible cause. Which it's actually put on by another network marketer, again, not aligned with me in the same business, met through Clubhouse. And he, for the last 20 years, has built 30 villages in Haiti, where he builds these concrete hurricane-proof residences with doors, with windows, so they're not living, you know, it's the poorest country in the world right now, you know? And so today I was able to buy a roof for one of those establishments and a door, because that's how they do it. And I know that sounds funny, but for me, I just kept thinking I provided that family with security, security from the element, security from someone coming and stealing from them, security from someone taking, because kidnappings are really big in Haiti, stealing their children for sex tourism, which is ultimately the biggest area where I like to donate my time. I am a survivor of this is a trigger, but I am a survivor of sexual abuse as a child. And so Operation Underground Railroad is someone who I love to partner with often and donate. And those are causes when someone is working with victims of sex trafficking or creating not just, you know, these, you know, Sarah McLachlan commercials where it's like for 12. No, I want to know that you are building a house and a city that's going to sustain these, the whole give a man a fish and he eats for a day or teach a man how to fish. What this organization does is they not only build these homes, they build a whole township and the township becomes self-sustaining. They give them pregnant goats. They plant irrigated crops and they show them how to, like, that is where I want to put my money because I want that to be the longevity of that. And so those are two areas right now that I love. Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, tithing regularly because it's not mine. God has blessed me with it. So I'm giving my 10% back.
That's great.
You have definitely found your calling. Oh my God.
Yeah. Thank you. I love it. I love that. That is wonderful. Well, what would you say in closing? Is there something that we haven't covered that you'd like to leave everybody with?
Absolutely. This is something that really 2020 resonated with me because in one moment, the whole world shut down and brick and mortars were no longer able to or even open their doors if they wanted to do business. And so what it made me realize and why 2020, which for most people was a really tough year. And of course, the loss of life is horrendous and it was a bad year for all of that. But for me, I saw 33% growth over, you know, year to year in my business. And it was because we were offering opportunities for people that could not be taken away from them. The government could not come in and say, you cannot send your link to someone and sell a product, you know? And so everyone, in my opinion, should have a side hustle. Listen, only 1-3% of people do network marketing full-time. It is never my goal to bring someone into network marketing and get them to become a full-time network marketer. That's never my goal. My goal is for them to tell me, oh, $500 a month would be life-changing for me because we can take that annual vacation and do that. So the reality is that network marketing, in my opinion, is a necessity for every single household so that they can have another way that income can come in. And when things happen in this world, listen, I don't want to say it out loud, but this might not be the next last pandemic. Mm-hmm. When this might not be the last time that the government just chooses to shut down businesses for any reason. Are you ready to create something that's going to bring you income when everything else shuts down? I know I am. I know that you two are. And I think everyone else should be as well.
Oh, that is so fantastic. Well, Alex, thank you so much for your time today. I know our audience is going to really enjoy the valuable insight that they got from you. So thank you for sharing your heart and sharing your wisdom.
Thanks to both of you for having me, truly.
So much for taking the time to be with us. We hope you gained some clarity from today's show. If you did, please share it with your friends, family, and colleagues.
Because when you share it and drop a review, it helps other people find us and helps us get this message out. Please join us each week to hear from people who are in the trenches and have their own personal experience with this business. And if you'd like to learn more about this topic, subscribe to our show and visit our website. We'd also like to recommend two books co-authored by Janine Finney and her daughter, Lori Merhead, The Flip Flop CEO and Does the Shoe Fit? The Guide to Help You Decide.
We invite you to join our Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn communities as well.
Be sure to tune in to our next episode because making a decision with only half the information could be the most expensive mistake you can make.